Labens.
All right, back on Startup Nation Radio. We've got Rich Sloan with us on the line. Hey, Rich, you with us?
Hey. Yep, right on. I'm all over it.
Good to have you. This is great stuff. Key moves abound, obviously, or they wouldn't be sitting here with us, would they? We're digging it, guys. We're loving it.
This is fantastic.
It's great stuff. All right,
I do have ongoing struggles with you, you know, spending so much time on the mic on the show, but I'll deal with that.
Rich, we are going to make sure that we give you your due of airtime.
You may not like what you get, Rich.
Exactly. But we're going to make sure. We're going to keep it even. Actually, somebody, we need to start keeping track because younger brother Rich is feeling the pain a little. Hey, Rich, get over here and get in studio with us.
Yeah, right on. Well, I'm calling in from Las Vegas today. It's hard to give up on our 50-degree sunny day here. So
that's true. Okay. All right, great. Listen, guys, let's get right to it. If you have a question, and we do have callers, we just haven't been able to get to you yet, but doesn't hurt to try, 800-859-0957. Brought to you today by Walsh College, our great sponsor. Thank you to Walsh College. Check them out. Great entrepreneurial programs to help you move your dreams along to reality. Now, got another guest in studio. Dan, who do we have?
Nathan Labens. Company is called Stick. Really fascinating story. I really can't wait to hear about the whole story. But it's basically created Yelp for professionals and individual service professionals.
So reviews. Yeah. Reviews for professionals.
Reviews for professionals so that you can get online reviews. People who need referrals from other people, and how do they move that? And I want to, Nathan, you're a smart guy. You went to Harvard and studied chemistry. I can't wait to hear how you started this company.
That's interesting. All right. Tell us, Nathan. Tell us the story of Stick, and that's STIK.
Well, thank you guys for having me. It's great to be here. Stick is a reviews company, as you said, and we focus on relationship businesses. That's what we call the class of local professionals who generally find their new business via word of mouth, via the recommendations and the introductions that their existing client base provides. So the way we got into the business was kind of haphazard, actually. Both my partner and I were working in the financial services sector at the time, and it seemed a little bit kind of far afield for us. But the one thing that we kind of saw was we didn't know where to go for these sorts of services. My partner needed an insurance agent when he was going to buy car insurance for the first time. And you know, he has a degree in math from Harvard, so he's a smart guy too. And he was going online and trying to compare policies. And you know, the policies are 100 pages long. And he didn't really know what to do, so he ended up just calling his dad and saying, "Dad, I need insurance, but I'm kind of overwhelmed here." And his dad put him in touch with the insurance agent that he has used for 40 years.
Right.
And the guy answered all his questions in 30 seconds. And it was a matter of trust and relationship that really made that simple for him. It wasn't a matter of reading through all the stuff and applying all the math knowledge that he had. It was just a matter of putting himself in someone's hands. And so that was kind of a eureka moment for us, where we said, everything should be like this. People want to do business this way. The professionals like to get clients via people they know. People like to find these sorts of service providers via their friends. Why don't we bring that online? How can we do that? And so we started to kind of unpack that idea and run with it.
And where are you today? Give us some milestones. So you started up when?
We launched in 2010, right around Thanksgiving. So it's been a little bit more than 3 years now that we've been live online. And we've got about 200,000 professionals on the site today that are using the tools that we provide to collect reviews and showcase reviews from their existing clients. And they use those to generate more referrals via their online social networks.
And you guys joined the Detroit Venture Partners funding family as well.
That's right.
You
got
they led a round?
They co-led around last fall.
So how much funding?
We raised a little bit over $2 million a little over a year ago.
Okay.
So
does your service aggregate reviews in other locations, or is it just the reviews that are loaded up to your site that that are listed with any given professional?
So we do distribute reviews that we collect to other places. One of the key pieces of value that we provide to our users is that they can take their reviews and post them on their own websites or on their Facebook page, so on and so forth. But we do not import reviews from other places, and that kind of gets toward one of our key differentiators, and that is that all of the reviews on our site, on stick.com, are authenticated by social media. So you must sign in with either your Facebook account or your LinkedIn account to leave a review.
So you can't have a phony or an anonymous reviewer.
Exactly. And that's a huge problem. I mean, you see that in all sorts of industries all the time. We wanted to address that, and we knew that it was particularly important in our businesses, because unlike, say, a Samsung TV, where you're going to sell millions of them and there's going to be, you know, tons of people who can write reviews, you can kind of rely on the wisdom of the crowds. When you're talking about one insurance agent in your community, or you're talking about one accountant who you're not familiar with, there aren't that many people who can really speak to that. And you need to know that anything that is said is authentic. So that's where we came up with the idea of saying, let's use Facebook and LinkedIn. That way you will know who has said what. You can look up those people and see, are they real? You know, is this appear to be kind of a real relationship, a real story? and it makes much more trustworthy.
That is a huge, for me, that is a huge differentiator, because my level of skepticism, my hackles, if you will, go up immediately when I'm looking at reviews. They seem so biased and played out.
Yeah, it's a huge problem for the consumer side of the marketplace, but it's also a huge problem for the professional side of the marketplace, because you want to stand out online as a professional. You want to take the great things and the goodwill that you have with your clients and bring those online. But how do you do it in a way that is credible? So with the Facebook and the LinkedIn, as I mentioned, we allow people to publish the reviews that they have to their own websites, but they can do that in a way where it still retains the authenticity and the credibility, and people who visit the website can see that's a real review. It's not just something that somebody, you know, put on their own website as a marketing gimmick.
I was on your site this morning, and Nathan, it was fantastic, www.stick.com. And I was really impressed with the testimonials on your site. You had both testimonials of all your employees, and you had video testimonials as well. Tell me a little bit about how those testimonials have helped your business.
Well, I mean, in the same way that it helps any small business to have, you know, we're maybe not quite a small business anymore. We're growing pretty quickly with over 20 people now. But, you know, we get our customers to some extent via references from existing customers. So we eat our dog food. And I think that's one of the big principles that every startup business should try to find a way to live by.
There you go, Rich. That's a key move for you. eat your dog food, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, we figure, you know, if it works for us, if our system and our philosophy works for us and brings us new customers, then it will work for our users and our customers.
So here's what I see. Great idea. Clearly smart guys. $2 million in funding in the bank. I mean, you guys have a lot of the basics that can, you know, the fundamentals in place now, the resources, et cetera, to really give you guys a great shot. The challenge with these great ideas for me, as good as they are, and this clearly is one, and Rich has bought in, and that's a tough sell, but and Josh Linger bought in, and that's a tough sell. How do you market this thing? I mean, how do you efficiently get enough traction in the marketplace? What's your plan to go to market with this and create awareness so you get that critical mass?
Well, we try to use word of mouth in every aspect of our
business.
So
if I say to you, what's your marketing plan, would you say word of mouth?
I would say word of mouth is a key component of it, but you can't just leave it to chance, right?
Exactly.
So it's not, it can't be as haphazard.
So you're
going to
control your destiny by reaching the market. How?
Well, we have a lot of integrations with social media that allow people to share the reviews that they have and share the great content that they've built up about their business. And when they do that, which is, it's a very self-interested, natural phenomenon. If you're, say, an insurance agent who's looking to build your business and you get a great client review, naturally you're going to want to show that off, post it on your Facebook page, share it with your friends. You're going to know a lot of people, and these industries tend to be pretty densely networked. So you probably know some mortgage bankers, you probably know some real estate agents. People that you are connected to are going to see that stuff on social media, and they'll also just pick up on it. Hey, that is a pretty good looking customer testimonial that this guy's sharing. Right. I wonder how he went about getting that. And of course, we'll sneak our brand in there so that when you do see that, if you're interested, you can go follow suit and do the
great.
Same sort of
you,
thing.
Taking advantage of the viral aspects of the customer wanting to expose the very value you're delivering to the customer, that's a great strategy.
One of our big philosophies or strategies was we wanted to find a business model where usage of the product would kind of naturally grow the product, and where our incentives for growth were very much aligned with our customers' incentives. So when they have something great and they want to share it, that helps us. We are kind of working toward very similar purposes, right? We all want more exposure for the great content. So we kind of look at ourselves as partners with our users in driving growth for the business.
So Nathan, there's entrepreneurs out there right now that want to be right where you are at right now. What would you say the key move
You're
is?
You're talking about on Startup Nation Radio, right, Dan?
Exactly, that too. But what do you think it is, the key thing that anybody who's got a business right now, they need to be doing today that's going to help move them to the next level?
Well, it's a tough question. I mean, every business is a little bit different. I mean, I think in our case, it's just dogged commitment to the idea and just persistence, perseevereance. Obviously, we've had ups and downs. We've had challenges. You know, some of the biggest challenges that we've had, I mentioned we use social media a lot. Well, it's an ever-evolving landscape, and sometimes things work sometimes you get breaks, and sometimes breaks go against you, and, features that you were using or patterns of use that you were taking advantage of kind of disappear. We've had our ups and downs, but I think the big thing is we never really doubted our core vision. Sometimes we came back to it and said, do we still believe in what we're doing despite these difficulties? And the answer was always yes. And so we really just stuck with it despite every obstacle that we encountered. So I think, it's really easy to see, and we've got a long way to go before we're going to be as successful as we want to be. So I don't want to say that, we're at the end of the road by any means. But it's easy to see, someone who's on the path to success and think that, it must not have been, that guy, it was just everything came together for him. I mean, there's a lot of stories along the way of tough times and things that we, you know, where we didn't know how we're going to get over this hump. But we were, you know, possibly just crazy and stuck with it at every turn. So I think that's really the key. Stick with what you really believe in and don't give up despite difficulty.
Stephanie would say a little audacious, right, Stephanie?
Oh, that's all us, yeah.
Love that. Well, can't thank Stephanie, Natalia, Nathan, Andrew, who's currently not in studio, but all you guys for being on, sharing your stories. Amazing, amazing, inspiring, informative. Thank you so much. It's been great. Hi, Dan, hi, Rich.
I'm inspired.
Key moves, quick one off Nathan's story.
Well, again, I think finding the resources and the people that help make your dreams come true. And I was also very impressed, by the way, that not only were you chemistry, but you went and learned how to code. So I think
love that. Learn your business from the top to bottom. Mine is take advantage of your customers to help and market. Rich, quick one for us.
There's only one thing, and that is making your business work and having maniacal commitment to it. And I think we heard that in his remarks.
All right. Well, listen, if you're out there in radio, if you're out there in the nation, startup nation, and you're thinking about starting a business of your own and you listen to this show, you got some great stuff here. We're going to be back with more next week. Another great Startup Nation.